We attack our neighbors.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet. Shut up.
A Christmas Carol brought to you this week by all of us. And right now I'd like to introduce our part sometime half narrator, Miss Tina. Tina, will you start the story for us, please?
I suppose I could.
And it starts like this.
Yes, it does. This was Danny Hess, our other half part-time narrator. Yes, he is.
Stepping on my lines.
No, he's stepping on my lines.
Tina, how does the book start?
Okay, well, the book starts, hello.
Hey.
Shh. Well, we all know that, yes, Marley was dead.
Thank you, Tina.
Dead as a doornail. Thank you, thank you. Everybody should know that line. And everybody knew that. Even Scrooge. Scrooge was his partner. And Scrooge was a very, very mean and dirty old man. Scrooge.
Bah! Humbug!
That was Mr. Scrooge. Mr. Second Narrator, would you like to take over?
Well, this was a Christmas Eve like all Christmas Eves set in merry old England. Outside the business office of Scrooge and Marley, of course, Marley was dead as a doornail. Oh, snow. Out and inside, we hear Bob Cratchit and Ebenezer Scrooge going, doing work.
Mr. Scrooge.
Cratchit.
Oh,
Mr. Scrooge.
What's with the extra coal in the fireplace? I've warned you.
Bob Cratchit played by Mike and Paul.
Mr.
Money.
Scrooge.
Work faster.
Mr.
Scrooge.
Oh, this work is so hard, Mr. Scrooge.
Quiet. Shut up.
You know, do you think we might be getting a Christmas bonus?
You know, a Christmas bonus?
Maybe your dog will get a Christmas bonus. Bring him around back and we'll see, but as for you,
As you can tell, Ebenezer Scrooge was a very nasty sort of fellow.
Yes, he was.
Who had no Christmas spirit in him. And then
two businessmen came in to talk to Mr. Scrooge. We need two businessmen, please.
Mr. Scrooge! Mr. Scrooge!
What do you want, damn it? I'm busy.
We'd like you to give us some money.
For
us
to support our
children. We need a loan.
Little
children.
And are you out of your mind? Let them die. If they can't survive on their own, damn it.
But Bob Cratchit was not to be nonplussed. He knew that the Christmas season was a time to home to be with his family, so he asked Ebenezer Scrooge for the day off.
Oh, Mr.
They're a Siamese twin this year.
Wait,
can we have
one Cratchit at a time?
You know, it's Christmas.
Humbug! There's too much money to count. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Of course. Ebenezer knew it was just once a year and decided to give him the day off.
I guess again, buddy.
But of course he wanted him to be there all the earlier the next day.
At half the pay.
So.
Mr. Scrooge decided to go ahead and close up shop and walk home in the snow, very cold and very mad.
And this is what it sounds like.
Cold weather.
Cold weather.
My glove, I might not be freaking my fucking knuckles off right
freezing.
Now.
Freezing.
Imagine wanting to get
and fired. He walked past the carol of
God bless you, merry gentlemen.
You got 5 seconds before I mace you all. Now get the fuck out of here.
Then they ran away like chickens.
Then goes to the Hare Krishna.